So, Paul, it's the off season in Formula One, and that gave us some time to look at other motorsports. And you know, we've been following the Dakar, and we've been covering it on Grand Prix 247. And Carlos Sainz Sr. won it for the fourth time at the age of 61. And we know that Junior races for Ferrari. I think he just won two races now after I don't know how many years in Formula One. And it just dawned on me that does the son have the talent of the father? What do you think?
Well, talent, interesting. It's an interesting question. Talent. I think it's very hard to judge talent. And furthermore, it's two different disciplines. I would say that Formula One and WRC are probably the most far removed, and Dakar, motor racing disciplines. So I'm going to sit on the fence in terms of talent. And look, the stats show this, that in his career, apart from this Dakar win, I think he's won a few more Dakars. We'll have to check how many. But he's got 26 rally wins to his name. He was a two-time world champion, 1990 and 1992. He's 61. That to me is what's amazing, is that 61-year-old winning the toughest race in motorsport. That's pretty astounding. But then, you know, Carlos Jr., you know, Ferrari, I think he's a great driver. I mean, you know, there's people who think he's not, you know, probably Max Verstappen level. And let's be honest, Max is the benchmark. But by all accounts, early days at Toro Rosso, there was very little. It was nip and tuck. Even Helmut Marko has said that. And I think we reported that. It was nip and tuck between Max and Carlos. I would venture that Max has grown more because he's had winning kit. So I would say, yeah, Carlos is probably not at Max's level, but then he hasn't had a car that can win as regularly as Max has had. You know, he doesn't have an RB19 or even an RB18 for that matter. So it's a bit difficult. You know, it's, will he achieve what his father achieved? I still think he's got time on his side, and his father showed that at 61. You know, I can imagine Fernando Alonso sitting there thinking, geez, Carlos. And, you know, they're big mates. There's you know, they're brother-like in terms of Alonso, the family, and the Sainz family. I know Carlos Jr. was idolized Fernando, and, you know, Fernando's got a lot of time for them. So he's at 42 now, and he's thinking, geez, he can do it up to 60. And I tell you what, these Formula One cars are much, much easier to drive than a Dakar car. He might think, well, I might do this until 50. Anyway, I think it's inspirational for my generation of boomers, because he's only a year. He's actually my age, let's put it that way. And yeah, I think it's interesting. I'm still kind of processing the fact that a 62-year or 61-year-old can do that. It's inspirational in that way. And I think for Carlos Jr., it's probably a beacon for him to follow. I'm sure his dad helped him all the way along his career, but this is like his father saying, hey, you can do it, you know. So yeah, kudos to them. I don't want to really compare the two, because ultimately they're, like I said, very different disciplines.
Yeah, I agree. I even remember we covered sometime a story about Junior talking about how they decided which type of motorsport he's gonna pursue. And, you know, there was always the option of rallying, because his father was a rally champion, but Junior decided that now he wants to go with Formula One. My point is, and you know, I'm a big Carlos Sainz fan. I like Carlos. I like the way he drives. He's a very smart racer. The way he manages races is just amazing. But the thing is, when a Formula One driver, or when a driver shows up on the Formula One stage, sometimes from day one, you find out that guy's going to be a champion. We saw it with Max. We saw it with Lewis. And we saw it with Seb Vettel. You know, these kind of drivers, they showed it from day one. Yes, a championship is just a matter of time. Now, with Carlos, I'm sure he has it. I think he needs the perfect storm to do it. It's not going to happen simply. He has to find the perfect season, the perfect car, the perfect performance, kind of like what Nico Rosberg did in 2016 when he beat Lewis for the championship. And he just did it for one season and he took off. My question doesn't take anything away from Sainz Jr. I think he's a fantastic driver. But, watching his father driving, age of 61, all these achievements, and don't forget, senior, he broke his back last year in Dakar. And he came back this year and he won it. Yeah, it just triggered this question.
Yeah, again, talent is something that's very hard to judge. They're both obviously extremely talented men. And yeah, like father, like son, I'm going to suggest that if Carlos ever finds himself in a winning car, a car that can win races regularly and a team that's stable, unlike Ferrari, where he runs the strategy and they forget wheels and all that kind of stuff, but like,
Yeah.
Ferrari get their act together with a winning car and they do like a Michael Schumacher style era. I think Carlos is the kind of guy who capitalize on a good car and he'll help a team evolve, So yeah, I think they're both already legends of motorsport. Either way, I think given the right circumstances, Carlos could win titles.
Yeah, well, I really actually hope that he does. I think he deserves it. Like I said, his talent. We always know that Carlos's talent has been a bit understated since he joined and developed in Formula One. Maybe he was unlucky because he joined with Max and everyone was talking about Max at the time. But yeah, I think he proved his worth. He did a great job at McLaren, and I think at Ferrari, he just kept Leclerc honest, and we know how highly rated Leclerc is. So yeah, here's for Sainz maybe winning a championship soon.